Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Wiseup. Today, we're going to talk about Jack Parsons. We're going to talk about Jack Parsons again, again and again. They said that Jack Parsons was going to help facilitate the new age, the new Aeon of Horus for Aleister Crowley. And sure enough, we see Jack Parsons references all over the place. So, I mean, without further ado, it's a quick banger today, folks. And if you're watching the video version, I look a little disheveled because I'm feeling a little disheveled, okay? But the show must go on. So without further ado, shout out to Nathan, by the way. Someone else told me about this Joe Rogan episode too, but Nathan gave me timestamps. So he won that battle. If you're gonna send me stuff, which I appreciate, the faster way for me to look into it is give me timestamps. Because someone sent this to me. They said, hey, you got to check out the latest Joe Rogan with the Python Cowboy. They talk about Parsons. Well, you know, I don't listen to podcasts. I listen to audiobooks. Every once in a while I get a podcast in, but I certainly don't keep up with Joe Rogan. It's not an offense, a slight. I just don't have time. When you're researching, you ain't got time. I have to give up on all the things I like in my life. I haven't played a video game in I don't even know how long. I haven't listened to a podcast I wanted to listen to for fun and leisure, and I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. But, you know, woe is me. Tough life, I know. So, yeah, if you're going to send me stuff, the timestamps are greatly appreciated. That way I can just get right to it and be like, okay, is this worth something I can make a show about? Yes or no? Turns out it was on this one, so shout out to Nathan. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, it's the most recent Joe Rogan with the Python Cowboy. He hunts snakes or something. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'm going to play the clip, though, so you don't have to. At an hour and 18 minutes in, they're having a discussion about how people dump bodies in the Everglades in Florida, swamp territory. And the Python Cowboy went out there and he found all kinds of criminal activity while he was snooping around for snakes or whatever he was doing, including satanic rituals and blood sacrifices. Now I'm going to play the clip. It's going to be 12 minutes long. All right. But it's going to be interesting. He's going to tell you the whole story about what happened when he went out there. But we're going to come back through and I'm going to recap the whole thing for you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do a little fact checking and a little clarification on some of these items. So without further ado, take a listen to the greatest podcaster of all time, Joe Rogan, and the Python Cowboy. The greatest Python Cowboy of all time, I would guess. I don't know. Take a listen.
Deaths and murders. Okay. That's just the bodies. But that's like deaths and murders. Well, I would imagine that would be a good place to drop off a body.
That's kind of what I was going to say, is it's a very good place to go hide stuff. I've found vehicles that were used in crimes dumped out there. I've found dogs from dog fights that were dumped out there. I've found animals that have just been dumped. I've found very intricate and mind-blowing satanic rituals and sacrifices out there.
What?
Oh yeah. I found different stuff before. You know, I'll find maybe where someone was doing some voodoo, some Santeria, sacrificed a chicken, whatever. All that's like kind of normal out there. That's not that crazy. But what I found this night was very crazy. Yeah, the police came and investigated it. It made the news. And that's the facility I was hunting. It's Aerojet. It's actually an abandoned space rocket facility from the Cold War, where they were developing and testing space rockets.
And what were you hunting there?
Pythons. I was out there, you know, hunting these snakes. And this facility is you need special access. I was given special access by the state of Florida to remove pythons from out there. And nobody can just go back out there, but people do go out there, as you can see from the graffiti and different stuff like that, usually to do stuff that they're not supposed to do. There's a lot of crimes committed out there. There have been murders out there, gang initiations, all kind of stuff.
So they have a pentagram that's...
So Yeah, it's a whole thing. So we go out there. The first thing I came across was a big rock pile with a upside down wooden cross on top and a bunch of red spray painted upside down crosses all over. And you could tell the cross, I think, was burnt a little bit. And it wasn't, you know, crazy, super crazy. It was like, oh, this is new. You know, this wasn't out here a few days ago. And then I found this little doll. And as I kind of investigated that doll more, a little red scarlet snake actually came up and wrapped around her neck. And I picked up this, there it is. I picked up the scarlet snake and, which, you know, is kind of weird that there's a live snake, a red snake on this doll. And I've caught a lot of snakes in my life. And that is the only one that was bleeding out of its anus. There was blood coming out of its beehole, which, you know, I don't know why, who knows what. It was a little weird to me. And then the night just kind of gets weirder from there. You see the red lettering in the other clip. It was a big Latin saying, like 100 foot long, pretty much, on the road. I drove over it. We later translated it to turn around, run, hide. He is watching you. Go further into the complex, and there's these big abandoned buildings. I go into the building, you know, still just python hunting. Like, you know, who knows what these kids are doing out here. I thought it was strange, the Latin. Your average kid just messing around don't know Latin sayings like that. And then I come to this big room where there's the big pentagram. In the middle of the pentagram, there is a three-legged plastic chair with a blood stain in the bottom of it where you could tell something was killed, sacrificed, whatever. On each wall, there's three walls. On each wall, there's upside-down crosses, Latin sayings, and all kinds of stuff. As I'm kind of walking into the room, which, you know, I don't want to sound like a psycho or anything, but that doll from earlier grabbed my leg. I don't know if I kicked it, I didn't see it, or what, but that doll from the rock pile somewhere else, I don't know if it was another doll or what, I never seen that other doll. I kick it, it seemed like it grabbed me, it's that same doll from earlier. Same thing with the cross on its forehead, the one eye cocked over, the other eye messed up. And so, you know, it's very, very weird to me. It kind of like scared me.
So
right next,
it wasn't there and then it was there? So
I didn't notice it. I didn't notice
it. You
didn't
carry it over there?
No, I didn't touch it.
So did anybody else? Was anybody else with you?
I had two guys with me that didn't even want to get out of the truck when they seen the first thing. They stayed in the truck.
So the same doll that you saw on the rock pile somehow made its way to where you were?
Yep. I don't know if it's a duplicate doll or what, but it's same.
Was there more than one of those dolls?
Only doll I seen. Only doll I seen. I'm not big on the whole supernatural thing, so me, I'm real doubtful of it in the first place. But to me, it was the same doll from earlier. I did not see it until it hit my foot. Right next to that doll, there is a saying on the ground that says, "The omen will follow," which to me was like the creepiest thing of the whole thing, was like, you know, that if you interact with any of this, this spirit's going to follow you. Which, I'm Christian, I believe in God, and I wasn't worried. You know, I know the good Lord has my back. But very strange, right? Very strange. As we go through, there's all kind of different stuff. In one of the rooms, there's a sleeping bag with something inside of it. I don't think it was a body, anything like that. Police went out there, investigated it. I didn't investigate further past that. Something was inside the sleeping bag, and on the walls, there was, looked like red spray paint. And it said, she was only 9. We gave her to the devil. Like, basically talking about sacrificing a child. And then you have this little girl's gown that's nailed to the wall with, like, a dark red stain on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And what was the investigation? Did you follow up and find out what they found out?
I never heard anything from it. I'm assuming they never found much from it because I never heard anything from it.
Did they know it was human blood? It was in the chair?
I don't know.
Or on the...
I don't know. I would like to think it's red spray paint, but I don't know. I don't know. For the sake of the story, who knows what it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, we continue on with our hunt. We end up starting to get out of there. The guys are like, dude, we want to go. We don't like this shit. I'm like, all right, you know, let's pack it up. Let's go. So we start making our way out, and I see flashlights. I mean, there's one road in, one road out. There's a gate at the end of it. You can't drive a vehicle in. And I mean, we're miles out here. You have to drive miles to then walk miles, right? So I see this flashlight bouncing on the side of the road as I'm driving out. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? No, I've never seen anyone out here in my life, ever. Getting closer to him. I have my pistol in my truck. I put my pistol on my lap, you know, just in case. As I'm getting closer, about to kind of pass the guy's like, Mike, it's my name. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm definitely shooting this guy. Like, what the fuck, you know? And he's like, I love your Instagram. I was like, oh, shit.
No.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing out here? He's like, oh, I seen on your story a couple days you were out here python hunting, so I figured I'd come out here and take a look. He was with a buddy. And I'm like, you know, that's awesome. You know,
that's better than devil
worshipers.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, good luck to you. But I found some crazy shit back there. And it is fresh. Like, someone was just back there doing some satanic shit. You know, be careful. Look out for yourself. I go on my way. I talked to him the next day. He said 5 minutes after he left me, he heard a bunch of gunshots back there, and he fucking rolled out, left.
Whoa. So those people were still there.
Sure as shit seems like it.
Holy shit.
Sure as shit seems like it. Holy so I do, shit. I do a little more investigating in myself. It turns out Aerojet, that facility itself, has this, which I've done a whole YouTube video on it. Definitely check it out. It's interesting. Has a whole satanic history. The founder of Aerojet, the guy who was working with NASA and the federal government on these space rockets, was a public Satanist. Jack Parson.
Whoa.
Was a public Satanist who supposedly died in some kind of experiment, some say a satanic ritual, an explosion. And
what the fuck, man? Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah. Very public Satanist. He practiced what was called sex magic. And, you know, you can imagine what that's all about. And so his wife, who I think it was his second wife, I'm not sure what, he claimed he conjured her from hell, that she was a demon, an elemental from hell. Her name was Marjorie Kimmel, the same name as my grandmother.
So this guy's a legit rocket scientist for NASA.
Full-blown Satanist.
Wow.
Public Satanist. Yeah.
What year was this?
60s, 70s. Cold War. Wow. And then Aerojet's still a thing, too, you know? I think it's out in Texas, or I don't know what, but...
Bro, this is a flat-out horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, dude, that rabbit hole goes way deeper. Way deeper.
The occult history behind NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, you know, that spot is...
Jamie, will you send me that, please?
Significant for satanic rituals. And that happened during the Easter moon, which is also, I found out, I didn't know this before, high activity for satanic rituals for whatever reason. They think that it's a better time to link, or I don't know what. But.
Oh. God.
Yeah, it wasn't just some, you know, oh, we're laughing about it. It was like a real deal. They were trying to do something out there.
You know what's really fucking terrifying? People dismiss the idea of demons. They dismiss it completely, but yet believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you tell people that you saw the devil, they're like, okay, yep. Mike saw the devil. Fuck out of here, Mike. What are you drinking? What are we doing, Mike?
Even a swamp too long.
Licking toads, Mike. Yeah, what the fuck are you up to?
Yeah.
But if you tell them that, you know, God spoke to you, people will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if Satan is real, or if demons are real, if they really are a real thing, and these occultists really can summon them, you know how fucking terrifying that would be?
Dude,
just to find out that's real. But isn't that like the old saying, the greatest thing that Satan's ever done?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I look at the world we're in right now, Joe, and everything going on, and to me it's hard to believe that there ain't something meddling or something. You know what I mean? It's just
something pulling on.
There's
the strings
some dark of, energy right now
of human behavior, right? Like, yeah. What would cause someone to want to embrace Satanism? What would cause someone to even, let's just pretend that that was just fake and they had a doll and they spray painted everything. Like, what the fuck you doing? And you're way out there.
Dude, that's such a commitment. That's like.
And the fact that there's a deep history of Satanism.
To bring
attached.
All that stuff out there.
All right. So we're back. The Python Cowboy clarifies, and here we're going to go back to the beginning and kind of walk through this again. He clarifies to Joe, he's like, look, dude, it's not voodoo stuff. I've seen that before. This is different. And he talks about what he was hunting pythons out here at this abandoned facility, this abandoned Aerojet facility from Cold War era research. And on the Joe Rogan show, you'll see little footage clips from the Python Cowboys YouTube channel. Which I watched that too. I'm gonna tell you what's in the Python Cowboy version to save you some time as well. But of course, all interesting stuff. By all means, check it out. So they start playing some of the footage. He says, "Look, people have been going out to this abandoned facility doing gang stuff, initiations, graffiti, satanic rituals. Maybe we don't know." And later on, he talks about how Jack Parsons was the founder of Aerojet, which is what this abandoned facility come from. Now, let's make a clarification here. Jack Parsons started JPL, Jet Propulsion Lab, okay? A lot of people say those are his initials, and that would also be true. And the question is, he was so full of himself, did he name it after himself on purpose? I don't know. But he did also found Aerojet. But he was known for JPL, which, you know, JPL was founded on Samhain, Halloween, October 31st, 1936. All right. Aerojet was developed around this time, but it wasn't founded as a company until 1942. And some of the major players of Aerojet, Theodore von Karman was the president. Frank Molina was the treasurer, and Jack Parsons was the vice president. So, very high up, obviously. And it's intriguing because Frank Molina and Parsons were two of the three guys known as the Suicide Squad. Frank Molina, of course, we tied him into Ghislaine Maxwell forever ago, right? Because, let's test my memory, which is not good today. I believe he was married to someone in Ghislaine father's orbit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to dig that up. I'll find a link to the show where we talked about it and drop it in the show notes. But Frank Molina ties into Ghislaine Maxwell if you go back. But like you heard from the Python Cowboy, the Aerojet Everglades facility was shut down in 1969. Because NASA decided they weren't going to use the liquid-fueled propellant in the Saturn V rocket. It was solid fuel. Sorry, solid propellant. You get it. NASA shut it down. Who cares? Apparently, there's a couple documentaries about this facility. I haven't checked them out yet. The Python Cowboy, he showed up to the facilities and he saw a rock pile with a bunch of upside-down wooden crosses, of course. Inverted crosses is, you know, illuminate confirm. It's a satanic symbol to invert and pervert, and it kind of goes into Gnostic territory, where what's up is down and what's down is up. God is the devil is God. Kind of like that. Now, here's an interesting part. He talks about this doll that he found in the rock pile, and it had a snake wrapped around its neck. And the snake was bleeding out of its anus, which is something he'd never seen before, he said, in his whole life. But what they didn't capture was the significance of the type of snake. They said it was a scarlet snake. And this is very important in terms of the occult and Jack Parsons particularly. I've got a whole workup on Doja Cat because she's been channeling this alter ego of Scarlet, which is getting very satanic. I've got a write-up I need to do. I need to do another little mini banger show covering her new video. I mean, it's wild. In fact, that's what the Python Cowboy says on the show. He says he's a Christian, right? But he also says, look, I don't know what's going on, but it sure feels like there's some kind of, some kind of battle between good and evil is what it feels like. And I agree with him. So, but when you're talking about Parsons and Crowley, they were both obsessed with the concept of the Scarlet Woman. And a brief recap of why that is because Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard, they were working this ritual called the Babylon Workings. And the first part of the ritual was meant to provide the elemental. This is the Scarlet Woman, right? This would be Marjorie Cameron, or Marjorie Kimmel, as the Python Man calls her. So they do the ritual. The Scarlet Woman appears. Jack was supposed to impregnate her to create the Moon Child, an earthly form of the Babylon goddess of Thelema, Aleister Crowley's religion. And this was supposed to be the Antichrist. So when he did the Babylon workings, he in fact did find Marjorie Cameron as a result of that and said, okay, she's going to be the vessel, meaning he's going to knock her up, right? And the purpose, and if you go to, and I had to read, I've read several books on Jack Parsons and Marjorie Cameron. One book on Cameron called The Wormwood Star. I did a 3-part deep dive into this book on my Patreon channel back in 2017. It's on the list of bonus episodes if you're on the Patreon. But the purpose, I'm going to read you the quote from the book, was to unleash Babylon's licentious spirit on a populace tyrannized by Christianity's strangulating attitude towards sexuality, seen by Jack Parsons as the underlying root cause of psychological torment and societal bigotry, and set in motion the great beast revolutionary new aeon. And it's really weird because in Sex and Rockets, in that book, they talk about how Jack Parsons was employing some Freudian stuff. And the Babylon working was meant to create what they call a violent confrontation with his odious complex. And what he's talking about here, so Babylon was to represent the mother and the whore, the opposing archetypes in the male mind of the female. So when Jack Parsons was making love to Babylon, you know, Marjorie Cameron, he was unconsciously having sex with his mother. Pretty wild stuff, right? But the whole idea was that Babylon would be the spiritual Armageddon to destroy monotheistic religions, particularly Christianity. Okay. Now, Crowley, he called Babylon the sacred goddess of sex magic because at the heart of all occult practices is sex magic. In terms of Enochian, Babylon means harlot, and in Hebrew, Babel means the gate of the gods. So another interpretation would be Babylon as the Gnostic Sophia in her fallen state. That's the wisdom of the truth. And what we're talking about is that Gnostic idea that we live on a prison planet. God is the devil and the devil is the God. Because they're all in this sort of similar worldviews. All right, so moving back through the Python Cowboy. He said there was red lettering in Latin that translated to turn around, run, hide, he is watching you. Just sounds spooky. There was a pentagram room with a three-legged plastic chair with blood on the bottom of it, and he assumes that was blood sacrifice. And I'm going to put some of these images on my Instagram. You can check them out if you don't want to watch any of these videos. Latin on the wall. He said the same doll from earlier with the snake wrapped around his neck somehow appeared in this room with the pentagram on the floor, and it grabbed its leg. grabbed the python cowboy's leg. And thank God Joe Rogan, the world's greatest interviewer, he clarifies it. He says, wait a minute, are you saying you carried the doll and then it grabbed your leg? And he said, no, like we thought we left the doll there, and this doll looked identical, looked the same. It could be the same, it could be different. It looked the same, though, right? And next to the doll was a phrase that said, the omen will follow. Now, he clarifies this on his YouTube channel, which I'm going to cover here in a second. We're almost done. Quick banger today, folks. He said that he saw something in the sleeping bag. It looked like a body on the wall with spray painted. She was only 9. We gave her to the devil with a little gown for like a little girl nailed to the wall with blood red stain. And on the YouTube video, he sort of implies that it probably was spray paint, but he wasn't going to touch none of this stuff. Let's see. Oh, and then another part of the story was that he, in the sleeping bag, it looked like a body. But on the YouTube video, when you watch it, it looks like it's really difficult to access that room. So that's primarily why he didn't go in there. But he called the police when they left and said, hey, you got to check this out. There's crazy stuff, a sleeping bag with maybe a body in it. And he said he never heard back from the police. He never followed up either, but he never heard back. But if you're like me, I mean, you got to understand, if you ever seen Martin Sheen in The Believers, you find out there's a lot of people connected to a lot of things in a lot of organizations and institutions. So it's very possible that maybe there was something in there and, you know, maybe somebody tried to cover it up somewhere. That's all I'm going to say. So let's see here. Oh, okay. And then he talks to Joe. He says, look, we saw this crazy stuff. It had dark energy. We come back and he researches the history of Aerojet. And he says, there's a satanic history. This guy named Jack Parsons. And, you know, we all love Joe Rogan. I mean, he did start out as an actor, right? And he acts like he's never heard of Jack Parsons. Oh, come on, Joe. You ain't got a front to kick it. We know you know who Jack Parsons is, but he's a great guy. That's how good of a guy Joe Rogan is. He lets this guy finish the Jack Parsons, and he's, you know, he's doing his Joe Rogan thing. Whoa. Yeah. Come on. Joe Rogan is, he's well aware of who Jack Parsons is. But he's a good guy. That just shows he's a good guy. He's not trying to boost his ego. Yeah, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, he did this, da-da-da-da-da, you know. Come on, Joe. Well, that's all we're all waiting for. We're waiting for Red Pill Joe to go full conspiracy. We're waiting for it. So anyways, he talks about how Parsons practiced sex magic and that his wife was an elemental from hell. From hell. Marjorie Kimmel, he calls her. I said, what? You talking about Marjorie Cameron? So let's fact check this a little bit. Marjorie Cameron was in fact her birth name. She was married to Parsons, but then Parsons died. And in the show, the Python Cowboy implies that maybe he died from a satanic ritual. That's one of the theories. Officially, he dropped in a chemical that exploded because he was harder for work and was working extra hours to, you know, scrape some money together. And he dropped this thing and it exploded. He actually lived, but then he died later. But some people say he was building he was creating a homunculus. I mean, who knows, right? A lot of weird stuff happened. But after Parsons died, she married Sheridan Kimmel. That's right, Sherry baby. If you recall, if you were with me back in 2017 or 2018 or whenever I did those Marjorie Cameron deep dive, we had a funny little joke about Sherry baby. It's a very dated joke. And I'm not talking about the 60s song. I'm talking about the movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's called Sherry Baby. And I like to drive my wife Josie nuts. And I sing that to her. Anyway. So, as you heard from the Marjorie Cameron deep dive shows, her second husband, Sheridan Kimmel, a.k.a. Sherry Baby, said that he lived in Palm Springs when he had been visited by, I believe it was the Venusians, but doesn't matter, visited by some UFOs, and he got brought on board, and he made sexy time with the aliens. And he wrote a bunch of stories about alien women and porn and all kinds of wild stuff. And he did a lot of peyote with the local natives. He also had a demonic schizophrenic alter ego named Baal. Very interesting choice. Baal, a.k.a. Moloch, who, guess what, wanted the sacrifice of the kids. That 9-year-old kid? I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure he would have taken it. And Sherry Kimmel, he also channeled Horus and did automatic writing through him, much like our boy Aleister Crowley. And then also, I got to clarify, the Python Cowboy is talking about how all this stuff happened in the 60s and 70s. He's like, you know, 60s, 70s, Cold War era. No. It was 30s, 40s. I think Jack Parsons died in 52 or early 50s. I mean, that's fine, right? Like I don't care. He did pretty good. The Python Cowboy did pretty good. For a normie who's not into this stuff, he was kicking knowledge. I said, wow, that's impressive. He remembered all that. Okay, so that was it for the Joe Rogan clip. I then watched the Python Cowboys YouTube video because I wanted more. And yes, indeed, he was actually in the Everglades. I didn't quite hear that clarified on the Joe Rogan show. I was in my head thinking he was in California somehow. I don't know, because of Mojave Desert where the Babylon workings happened. And, of course, there's, like, the Palomar telescope there and all kinds of crazy stuff in California of occult significance. But yeah, he was at this abandoned space rocket facility. He says, in the video, he says, look, there's a lot of bad energy here. But here's the stuff that wasn't on the Joe Rogan version. Just a couple things. Okay, yeah, like, you can actually see the doll that he's talking about. It has sort of, like, crosses on its head. It's very creepy. You see the three-legged chair with the blood stained under it and all that. I have a chair. And on the video he says, look, I when I got done, I researched this whole Aerojet facility and found out there's a guy named Jack Parsons. And he calls him High Society Illuminati, which he didn't say on the Joe Rogan show. So, you know, give him a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, thumbs up. Like, this guy, he's aware. He's woke. He's a cult. He's OG Granola woke, I think. Not Target Tuck Your Penis woke. He's OG Granola woke, okay? Which is fine. Again, to clarify, if you want to tuck your penis, tuck away, my friend. I have no problem with you tucking your penis. Anyway, okay, so Marjorie Kimmel. Because he names her Marjorie Kimmel again. I'm like, bro, okay, fine. But what's interesting, he talks about how his own grandmother... Guess what her freaking name is? Marjorie Kimmel. Isn't that crazy? I'm shocked it didn't come up on Joe Rogan, or maybe I just missed it. But on the video on his YouTube, he's like, dude, it freaked me out. And it made me question if there was some kind of weird destiny pulling me, some kind of force pulling me into this thing. He says he regrets touching the doll because he had heard that if you interact with some of these things, you can have these demons come into your life, which is true. I've heard this too. And what was interesting, last point, then we're going to wrap up. I don't know if he connected these dots or not, because I didn't catch it in the video. I watched the whole video he made. But when he's touring the Aerojet facility, there's actually a spray-painted graffiti of a guy handling a snake with a cowboy hat. I think he had a cowboy hat, yeah. And he even makes a joke in the video. He's like, oh, look, it looks like they knew I was coming, the Python Cowboy. And that was before all the weird stuff happened. And I thought, bro, you know, because he questioned if there was some kind of destiny force drawing him in because of the name. And then I thought, man, and then you see the spray painted Python Cowboy. That's kind of weird, bro. That's kind of weird. So, yeah, cool story, bro. Very interesting. Very interesting. Joe Rogan. And I thought that's a fun little story I need to share with everybody. Let's clarify that. So you can, by all means, check out the Joe Rogan Experience with the Python Cowboy. You can check out the Python Cowboy on YouTube. He's got the video of his walkthrough. Very creepy at the Aerojet facility. If you want more on Jack Parsons, I've written about him in the last few of my books, particularly Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. I've got a free, you can listen to Breaking Social Norms podcast. I did 3 episodes on it. And then Marjorie Cameron, I did 3 episodes on the supporter feeds. You can only get that on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher or IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. Those are the two places you can get those because it was old, 2018-ish. Wow. Okay. All right. I got to get back to rehydrating from this weekend. So until next time, stay woke.